Boys, I'm opening up the Smash Club tonight. I'm trying to do some last-minute accounting. I need some time alone. Here, come over here. Here, there you go. Here's your dough. Play with it. Hence the name Play-Doh. There you go.
Still working, Uncle Jesse?
Yes.
You need a cookie break.
Sure, I'm too old for a cookie break. Besides, I polished off the last bit of Oreos around midnight.
Why didn't you wake me?
I'm sorry, kid. I'm so busy. I never realized how expensive it is to own your own club. Well, check out this grand total. Look at this. You see that? Look at that. $1.98.
Wow, I can open a club with my tooth fairy money.
Something has gone awry here. What about it, gentlemen? How did this Play-Doh get inside my calculator?
Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV.
I have been tasting coffee all day, and I think I have come up with the perfect brew for the Smash Club opening, okay? Oh, here's the bill for the coffee beans.
I think all this coffee tasting has got you a little wired. Now, listen, I got everything riding on the club tonight, okay? So I need you to be calm, cool, and collected. Everything's got to click like clockwork, got it?
Clicking like clockwork. Clickety-clack, clickety-clack, calm, cool, collected, clickety-clack, down the track.
Pardon me, boy.
Is that the Chattanooga choo-choo? Track 29. Again, you give me a shine. Hey! Come on, I'll meet you at the
stage. Calm, calm, please.
Okay.
Calm. Okay?
Okay.
Feeling better now?
Yeah.
Good. Your head is starting to go. Let me just...
Sorry.
What did I tell you guys about dancing without me? You guys, I got great news. You will not believe the band I booked for tonight.
What are you talking about? We booked the Brass Weasels 3 weeks ago.
Forget about the Brass Weasels. I got REM. They're under the same management.
You got REM?
Yeah.
Who's going to play at the Smash Club?
Well, yeah, they played there years ago, and they thought it'd be a kick to come back and play again.
Joey, my man, REM. Thank you.
Gee, your hair smells like melon. What are you using?
Oh, it's this new stuff. It's called a... Gee, your hair smells like melon. Keep them closed. No peeking. Okay, keep them closed. Close them. Here we go, and... Ta-da!
Whoa! Uncle Jesse, I love it! It's so cool!
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Here, check this out. You want to see cool? Check this out for cool. Huh?
Whoa.
It's kind of a 90s look back at a 70s thing, you know, kind of hand. The only problem is it's so hard to fix your hair in it. You gotta keep it. There we go. Oh, girls, please. It's very expensive equipment. Do not touch the microphone.
We're not.
This isn't working.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm playing a slot machine. This coffee machine is not working.
It's not a coffee machine. It's imported from Italy. Its name is Signore Cappuccino. Dear, it was working fine yesterday. Read the instructions.
No problem. Doesn't even matter. I brought coffee from home. If anybody's thirsty, I've got some right here. Anybody want coffee? Anyone? Anyone?
Hey, check it out. New waitresses are here. I hope these pockets are big enough to hold all our tips.
Kimmy, what the heck did you do to your uniform?
I'm just trying to wear something to express my personality.
Yeah, well, it makes me want to express my lunch. Now, take that clown outfit off and you girls get to work.
Ouch. It's hard to feel good about life after that.
Stephanie, what did I tell you about the sound equipment?
Michelle, this is not a toy.
Don't blame me. I'm just playing with a drum.
You know what? Sometimes when I'm under a lot of pressure, I sit in my car with the windows rolled up and I let out one good scream.
Well, that's good to know. From now on, I'll do the driving. Joseph, the man that brought me REM. You know, I'm starting to think you're the only guy I can count on around here.
Well, hold that thought. There's been a little mix-up.
What kind of mix-up? Oh, hi, girls. Oh, listen, the bingo hall is down the street.
Jess, actually, I'd like you to meet Renee, Esther, and Martha. Get it? R-E-M.
Well, what's up, darling?
Hi, girls. So nice to meet you. Excuse me one second while I speak to my friend Joseph. Joseph?
Jess, I'm really sorry. I mean, what are the chances of two groups having the same name?
What are the chances of my whole night being ruined?
I'd say pretty good. Ladies, can I show you to your dressing room?
Dad, what are you doing with my Signor Cappuccino? I said, read the instructions.
They're in Italian.
Uncle Jesse?
No.
No what? I didn't ask you anything.
The answer is just no. You know what? Everybody, you know, just stay out of my hair, okay? I'm trying to open this club. Everybody's getting in my way. Things are getting messed up. Please, just let me do everything myself, all right?
Fine.
Fine.
Okay. All right, fine. The microphone and the drums and the cup. Look at this. See, this is exactly what I'm talking about. Empty napkin holder. I ordered special napkins, and are they in here? No. Napkins. Fly paper. Here they are, napkins. The Smush Club. Specifically ordered the smat. Maybe Becky's right. Maybe I just need to let out a good... Ah!
What are you doing?
Don't kill me. I'll get back to work. What we have here is shoddy craftsmanship.
Give me that. No, we're stuck. Oh, this can't be happening. Not tonight.
Well, look on the bright side. At least you're not alone. Wipe out.
Oh, I'm sorry, Beck. Too much coffee. I'm sorry.
Hey, guys, we can't find Uncle Jesse anywhere.
Yeah, we tracked him as far as the kitchen, then we lost the scent of his styling gel.
All right, well, don't worry. He'll be here. I mean, remember, this is the man who went skydiving on our wedding day. He just handles pressure his own way. His own boneheaded way.
Hey, there's a whole lot of people lining up outside. It must be a fire drill.
No, Michelle, those are our customers. We should have started 10 minutes ago. I gotta figure out a way to make cappuccino.
All right.
It's just you and me. Man versus machine. You keep in mind, I once kicked the crumbs out of an 8-slice toaster.
Hey, I was kidding, all right? I would never hurt an appliance.
You and Kimmy finished setting all the... Where's Kimmy?
I don't know. I haven't seen her in a while.
Maybe she's touching up her makeup. Any paint rollers missing?
Oh, Joey, look, we're going to have to open with or without Jesse. Is R.E.M. ready?
Oh, yeah, they're preparing just like any other rock group. They're making a quilt.
Hey, guys, come on, what's the holdup? I brought a bunch of buddies from college.
Well, I guess we better let them in. I just hope no one wants any coffee or entertainment.
Hey, everybody, come on. Guys, come on in. Let's all get down front for R.E.M., okay?
R.E.M., 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 R.E.M.
Running out of knives.
Isn't this a crazy twist of fate? You and I stuck here like this.
Oh, Kimmy. Look, Kim, I know over the years you've probably had a little crush on me.
Get real. And that we're stuck here with all these chips and no dip.
I know that. See, that's what I'm saying. No dip. The way everybody's screwing up around here, I'm probably out of business already. Help!
What's a smush club?
That's what I'm talking about. Even the printer screwed up. I specifically wrote, clear as day on the order form, smash club.
Is this your handwriting?
Of course it's my handwriting.
Yep, you're right. Clear as day. Smush club. Who gets the blame for that one, Mr. Perfect? The pen?
Well, as a matter of fact, yes. I was using one of Joey's Yogi the Bear pens. It was so cute. It was the thing with Ranger Smith, and you turn it upside down, and his pants fall down. Okay, so I made one small mistake.
Ooh, so even the boss makes mistakes. I guess the napkin's on the other foot now. Eh, Moose Man?
So I go to the doctor, and I say, hey, doc, I have a headache. And he says, well, take off your clothes. So I say, will that stop my headache? And he says, no, I just hate what you're wearing. How come your friends aren't laughing?
Well, I guess it's because they're all exchange students from Greenland and none of them speak English.
Oh, that might have something to do with it.
I guess, yeah, but don't worry, okay, because they'll go crazy when R.E.M. comes on.
R.E.M.
Your cafe latte's on the way. Your espresso, it's on the way.
Whatever it was you ordered, it's on the way.
Miss, remember me, the cappuccino and the sticky bun?
I'm sorry, sir, but it's not quite ready yet.
Neither is this club, and I intend to make that quite clear in my review.
Review? Are you a critic?
Elliot Warner. Perhaps you're familiar with my column, Eating Out with Elliot.
Yeah, I read it this morning. You said some pretty horrible things about that place on Market Street.
Yes, well, Mother lost her touch.
How is everything going here?
I'd like to see the owner.
So would I.
This club is a disgrace.
Look, sir, it's opening night, and we're having a few problems.
A few?
Listen, Buster. The owner is missing. We're a waitress short. All the instructions are in Italian, and not one person has said they like my dress. So if you're not happy here, you can just take your ponytail and I tell it what.
Mr. Warner, I hope you enjoyed that little scene from Agnes, Hostess from Hell. It's part of a little theater group we have going here at the Smash Club. So please, feel free to stick around for our second show.
Look at these instructions. I should have studied engineering.
Dad, we're dying out there. Where's the cappuccino?
Somewhere inside this devil machine.
Guys, we're in trouble. I just heard somebody say this is the worst service they've ever had.
Was it that guy over there?
No, it was this girl over here.
I'm sorry, but 15 minutes for milk is ridiculous.
Oh, that's it. I give up.
What do you mean, Joey? You can't quit.
Well, you're right. Quitting's what you do when you're getting paid. I'm just stopping.
You know, Becky, maybe we should just close up right now and have the grand opening on a night that the owner's actually here.
Well, now, wait a minute, you guys. Jesse has always been there for us, so we have to be there for him. Come on, we're a team. It's like my volleyball coach used to say, stop whining, Donaldson, and get your can out there.
Hey, wait a minute. It's working.
Okay, see, this is a sign. Steph, Michelle, you help DJ waitress. Everyone else, you know what to do. Bump, set, spike. Well, that's what my coach used to say.
Oh, come se bella, molto bene.
How'd you get it to work?
Maybe he made it an offer that I couldn't refuse. Michael?
Help. Help.
Rescue note under the door. Help. Trapped in here with... Is egotistical hair-crazed maniac a hyphenated word?
Give me a break. Just trying to be a good boss.
Well, a good boss doesn't go around screaming and insulting people.
Well, what did I insult? Oh, I mean that crack about the clown outfit? That didn't offend you, did it?
Why do you think I was sitting here all alone in a dark storeroom?
Slack off and steal food?
No. Well, I mean, that occurred to me once I got here, but it really hurt my feelings.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Kimmy.
I really worked hard on this uniform. I just wanted to look nice for tonight.
I know. Big opening.
Well, that, and I was hoping to meet a rich guy, get married, and get out of my biology test next week.
Gimme, I was a jerk. I mean, you know, I opened this club so everyone would have a good time, and I end up making everyone miserable, including myself.
Well, hey, it's okay, big guy. Just go ahead and cry. Just let it all out.
I'm not crying, I'm dripping.
I did not.
Not you. No, it was a drip from this air conditioning vent. Look out. Hey, this may be our way out.
Where are you going?
Wherever this takes me. Oh. Gimler, I'm stuck. I never thought I'd say this, but grab the tush and push.
You got it, boss.
There you go.
There you go. Our special cappuccino, piping hot.
With extra whipped cream.
And a nice, fresh, sticky bun.
With extra sticky.
Excellent. Subtle yet sophisticated. Is there a problem?
Mister, you have
to... Enjoy your nose. Coffee.
Thank you.
Whoa. Well, now that you're all in a good mood, a understanding mood, heck, a non-violent mood, I think it's time to bring out the band, and let's bring them right out, and I swear their name is R.E.M. Here we go.
Good. I said, whip it. Whip it good. Whip.
getting nauseous.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the owner of the Smash Club, Jesse Katsopoulos. What a great night, huh?
Great is the operative word there. Great with a capital G. You know what, guys? I'm gonna put on another pot of coffee, okay? Anybody want a cup before I wash the windows?
Danny, I think you've had enough coffee.
You know what, Becky? You're absolutely right. Maybe I'll make some tea, hot chocolate. Anybody want some of that? Cola, Diet Cola? I'll find something.
Guys, I don't know what to say. This was the greatest night of my life. I mean, everything was perfect once the room stopped spinning. Listen, I'm sorry I was such a jerk. I promise, no more bossing people around. No more insulting people like I did with you, Kim.
Aw, you big sentimental lug.
Ah, what the heck?
No, Uncle Jesse! We've lost him to the dark side. Is anyone as tired as I am?
Yes.
Well, Michelle is.
Wait, where's everybody going? Look, I got games. I got Trivial Pursuit and some Scattergories. I got Twister. That's a great idea. You guys go upstairs and get in your pajamas and I'll get everything set up. That's perfect. Okay, who's gonna go first? Me! Okay. Here we go! Spin the wheel! Uh-oh! Right foot red! I got it! Whoa! Left foot green! Hey! Hi! Right hand blue! I put myself in a rough position there, didn't I?